Here, the attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Folkston at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you with us today as we face the issues. By the way, if my voice sounds a little raspy, it's because it is. I've just gotten over about 2 weeks of coughing and all that goes along with that. Thankful to be back today. Looking forward to our discussion as we face the issues. We invite you to join the dialogue and the discussion. The broadcast format is designed around you, our listener. As we bring the issues to the forefront, we pray that you hear, want to be involved, and as some have used the term, put in your 2 cents worth. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts today? We're talking about how much freedom will we exchange for security? How much freedom are you willing to surrender for freedom? How much freedom, liberty, in America, are we willing to surrender for so-called security by the federal and state governments? Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take a genius today to figure out that America is rapidly declining into socialist Marxist dictatorship that we once saw as a free nation. The powers to be are using what I call chaos, confusion, calamity, to cause Americans to surrender our sacred held freedoms and liberties that we never perceived possible before. As I look at the global picture, as I analyze what's happening in our nation, as we understand that we have a dictatorship form of government even today that's never been declared, never been made a decision, never been made by we the people, but we're watching the, at one time we'd call it the creeping control of the federal government. It's on a rampage today more than ever before. As I just a few moments ago scanned our Bill of Rights, how many of them are you willing to surrender and say, I'm willing to give up this freedom if I can have security here? You realize after the attack that we call 9/11, the Patriot Act was a knee-jerk legislative decision promulgated by then-President George Bush. And the Patriot Act was designed to find and follow those that could come in from the outside to harm America. It was designed to protect our security. But ladies and gentlemen, today, that same law is being used to seek, to censor, to track, to trace, to persecute, and to prosecute American citizens. That's a freedom that we ought not to surrender. They're talking about now the reauthorization of some parts of the Patriot Act. We need to be aware of where we're going with that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we'll be discussing today. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion from you. And that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Right after our brief monologue, our lines are going to be open, inviting you, our listener, to join in the dialogue and discussion. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, as we do each and every day, We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus said, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." In Psalm 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, truth from the Word of God is not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's not something that is true today and watered down partial truth tomorrow. As we seek to find the truth, may I suggest to you that it won't be found on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on CNN, CBS, MSNBC, etc., etc. Truth is from God. And anything that is a partial truth, a half-truth, is a whole lie. And we need to recognize that. But we live in a day that George Orwell spoke of in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we live in that society today where there's a disdain for the truth, a revulsion over the truth, a rejection of the truth. There was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made a statement. He warns that America's decline is a link to the death of truth. He says, in part, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering why we have the rampage in the streets over the Mideast war, and it is a regional war, it's not just isolated to Gaza, Jordan, West Bank, Hezbollah in Lebanon. It is promulgated by Syria, Iran, China, Russia, etc., etc. So we're finding, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place today is as a result of so many today, especially in the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials. The latest research on that, I'm looking at the headline, "Most young Americans say there's no absolute truth." Further in the article, it states 55% of American millennials each say each person determines his or her own version of the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge to you each and every day. We need to be willing to seek it, listen to it, talk about truth, learn it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend it. And what we attempt to do each and every day on this broadcast is to stand as a watchman on the wall, defending truth. What is truth? How do we view truth? What should we do in relationship to what we do know as we see taking place in America today? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries not only the hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators, but they have a knowledgeable staff. They can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Your thoughts, questions, or comments. How much freedom are you personally willing to surrender for the governmental security promises? Now, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as it stands, our health care is under the control of the federal government. Our food and fuel and its availability is under the control of the federal government. Our financing and the interest rates are under the control of the federal government, dictating what you can buy and how much you can afford to spend. Our vehicles today are designed by the federal government, and the future vehicles, we'll talk about that in a moment on this broadcast, the electric vehicles designed for the point where the federal government can monitor, control, what is called geofencing, make a determination how far you can drive, where you can go. You say, well, that's far out. No, it's not. That's the exact plans that's taking place now with the tectonic shift from gasoline-powered engines to electric vehicles, because it has the total control over the mobility and the transition of where you want to go and what you want to do. The federal government today has full control over just about everything that we do based on the censorship of our text messages, email messages, telephone conversations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all in the name of security. In fact, as we speak at this moment, the Biden administration has just finished with the process of turning over the control of the Internet to the FCC to make a determination on what you can do, how much you can get as far as the transmission of the Internet services, what you have to pay. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as it is in full control and as soon as the five commissioners make the determination on what they feel the federal government, i.e. the Biden administration, wants them to do, we're going to wake up one morning and realize that the Internet is not something that we can simply transmit information as we once did. We will come to the realization that it is a mechanism, a tool, in the hands of the federal government for further control. And they're doing, listen, this is being done, and the Biden administration says the reason the federal government needs to control the FCC needs to control the Internet is to prevent things that children ought not to see and children ought not to get on the online and do. Ladies and gentlemen, the end result is the federal government will control what we can transmit and do. And it will be in full force, listen, by mid-2024 at the apex of the election cycle. That's where we're headed, where there's full control and censorship of what we do, what we say, where we go, what we drive, what we eat, et cetera, et cetera. And that's part of the dialogue and the discussion today. It's what we drive, what we eat, where we can go. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, the federal government creates the chaos. They'll create the confusion. They will create the calamity. And then they will come in like a knight in shining armor that we're going to fix the problem. But to fix the problem, you've got to give up something. You've got to give up your mobility. You've got to give up your privacy. You've got to give up and surrender your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, your Fourth Amendment rights, your Fifth Amendment rights. And I could go on and on and on. When you analyze what the federal government's done today with the Biden administration's executive order process of ruling the nation, we understand we have just about lost all of our liberties in America today. we're told that unless we embrace climate change, for example, unless we embrace climate change, we're going to find dire famine, extreme heat, floods and hurricanes, and other national disasters. What the government wants to do, they want us to embrace the demonic lie of government control over our lives in exchange for providing us with safety and security. That's one of the things they're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, in the process of it. You've heard me talk about it on this broadcast for the past 2 years. That is the digital currency. Digital currency. I'm looking at a headline. Headline simply says, President Biden is to convert U.S. currency to digital currency, a cashless society, without telling the people. The federal government on January the 19th will start converting America to a digital currency for the purpose of making society cashless. Once fully in place, there'll be no cash, and the government will control your money and all your bank account through what is called the Central Bank of Digital Currency. Ladies and gentlemen, when that goes into full effect, and it won't be in full effect when it first goes into effect, if I can say that, they will put it into effect across the nation through the 10 major federal banks. The trickle-down will be every bank that's associated and affiliated with the federal banking system will then be responsible for making sure that every account of every depositor and every one that has a checking account, that you will have to go cashless online. In fact, let me just give you a good example of that. What we're finding, and perhaps you found this, more and more of the merchants, medical associations, doctors' consortiums, and other organizations are no longer sending you a paper invoice statement. They're sending you something electronically. Ladies and gentlemen, picture when there's digital currency that's in vogue. You will not go to the bank and make a deposit. You will not be able to go to the bank and make a withdrawal. You will not be able to say, I've got $10 in greenbacks and a shoebox under my bed. There'll be no such thing. What you have under your control will be on your digital handheld device. If you vote the wrong way, the government, all they would need to do is click and you have no funds. If they make the determination, as they're now doing with many of the charge card companies, that you can't own a weapon, you can't buy the ammo, then you try to do so with your digital currency and click, the government simply blocks the transaction. Simply put, as one writer put it, the digital currency system will be the greatest tracing, tracking, control, censorship method ever introduced to the American public. And we're on the fast track for that. And the point that we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today, simply put, as a result of who is in charge, what is taking place. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let me break that down for us a moment. Righteousness, rightness, that's being right before God. Exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify, to build up a nation. But sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any nation or to any people. And that's where we are today. We are laughed at, mocked at, and ridiculed by every nation. We're on the very verge today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a doom and gloomist. I'm a realist. We're on the very verge today of witnessing what I would call the global conflagration that most have never dreamed possible in our world system. And it's because we're watching the major, major, major anti-Americans, God-hating nations, coming against America, coming against anything that's called morals and ethics and values, to undermine, tear down, and destroy. what God has done in what many call the experiment called America. We're looking at dark, difficult days before us. I'm not a doom and gloomist, but I want us to understand that we have this mechanism through the government. And now with Joe Biden having turned over the national health emergency in America, as of July, having made the determination to turn that over to the World Health Organization, the next major thing on the agenda is for the WHO, the World Health Organization, by the way, Dr. Tedros, that heads the that up, is not a physician. He is a wicked, wicked, wicked person. Look at his background. Look at his history. But he will be the one, that organization, the World Health Organization, they'll make a determination for the next lockdown, for the next mask mandates, where we will have further pressure on Americans to surrender security, to surrender our liberty in order to have security. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the next thing on the calendar for the World Health Organization is to declare a global health emergency based on climate change. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, for every Christian, every conservative, every believer, every patriot, we need to understand what the Word of God says. Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's a pretty powerful commitment from God. God says, as long as the earth remains, there be heat and cold, winter and summer. There will be day and night. There will be the seasons changing. But to hear the government tell us, we need to understand that we're on the very verge of the world collapsing because of climate change. And as a result of climate change, ladies and gentlemen, today the climate is in confusion is found not in what we're doing as a people, but the creation of the conflict and the calamity by our government, so that we will be willing to surrender our freedoms and their promise, their the government's promise, for our security. A good example of that is what I was speaking of, the climate change. Perhaps you've heard, ladies and gentlemen, that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, in one of his latest statements, made the statement that we will eat bugs voluntarily soon. The UN, the WEF, and the EU, and the Biden administration, I'm reading from the article, want you to eat bugs in lieu of farming. That's what they're saying, and the plan has been already put in place. The World Economic Forum says that we will voluntarily be eating bugs very soon. They explain why bugs are food as food products are becoming popular. A market research company predicts the global market for the edible insects will grow to $1.8 billion during 2023. The article reads, they consume fewer resources than livestock. And as water becomes scarce, according to them, that is the globalist, insects need less water. This article reads, the UN's agenda for 2030 will cut 30% of the land from farm production. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand is that we're in a position today that with chaos, confusion, perceived calamities, that I believe in every case, if not in most, are invented by the governments and the globalists in order to then say, we've got an answer. Here's the problem, and we've got a resolution. Just as Bill Gates in 2005 and 2012 and 2015 talked in some of his conferences about the coming pandemic, and yet at the same time doing the planning, the preparation for the material that we discovered was called COVID-19 vaccinations. Ladies and gentlemen, that was planned the entire time. That's the reason some people call it the plandemic and not the pandemic, because it's planned. there's on the agenda today, there's a plan for global famine. On the agenda today, there's a plan for the global shortage of food. There's a plan for the government to come in and control what we eat, how much we can eat, what we drive, how far we can drive, how much money we can have, and how we spend it. I'm looking at another article. A little bit scary, ladies and gentlemen. It says the WEF, that's World Health Organization, or the forum, excuse me, World Economic Forum wants us to eat bugs, dated September the 6th, 2023. The article reads, our consumption of animal protein is the source of greenhouse gases and climate change. Insects are an overlooked source of protein and a way to battle climate change. The consumption of insects can offset climate change in many ways. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the globalists that's setting the stage to force us to eat bugs, crickets, grasshoppers, and even in Canada, some of the major food production companies are insisting that maggots be processed and used for protein in food products. Let me finish reading some of this article. The consumption of insects can offset climate change. We've been conditioned to think that animals and plants are the primary source of proteins, namely meats, dairy, eggs, tofu, beans, nuts. But there's an unsung category of sustainable and nutritious protein that is yet to catch on. That's insects. The article further says, good grub. While we might be eating insects sooner than you think. Excuse me. Another portion of the article says, edible insects can produce equivalent amounts of quality protein when compared to animals. Insects require less care and upkeep than animals. We've actually running out of protein. Insects are part of the virtuous eco-cycle. The whole point, ladies and gentlemen, there's a subtle but yet very real push with the power brokers, the globalists, for us to eat bugs on the basis that it will preserve the world. So the question would be, who would stand up and say I'm against the world? That I want to see the world destroyed. That's the whole point. The mindset is, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, if we do not submit and surrender our security, our fuel security, our food security, our financial security, our Bill of Rights, if we do not surrender those securities and those rights, that we're all going to die. The planet's going to implode. We're going to all be gone. Looking at the headline, I'll touch on it. Then we'll cover it further after our news break. Headline says, UN Climate Summit serves gourmet burgers to the elites while demanding the public be banned from eating meats. And it goes into great detail, ladies and gentlemen, of that fact. We need to understand that we're being pushed with our security promise to take away our liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jack.